This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, here we go. It is a Wednesday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk E30, WCCO. We're back at the State Fair. I was just kidding Adam about this. I don't know if you heard the Adam and Jordana show. At one point, look at this, they very confidently said no. No, I did not listen.
No.
Did not. If it was just the Jordana show, of course you would listen. Adam, on his Winging It Wednesday, said, I'm so sick of people talking about politics on Facebook. But then he talks about Facebook on a regular basis on his show.
About politics? He speaks about politics. Yeah, well, he's a mercenary.
Yeah.
He'll only talk about it if he gets paid.
In other words, he gets to talk about it.
Yes.
But nobody else gets to talk about it.
The regular people don't understand it like he does.
Jay. Okay. I got a couple observations. Norman, this guy scratching his hair. He could be Chris Finch's cousin. Doesn't he have a lot of Finch?
You are exactly right.
Finchy. Do people call you Finchy? It's good to be Chris Finch right now. And then this man right here wearing the visor. I like the Twins visor.
I'm not a big visor guy.
You're not a big visor guy? Okay. I like it. But, okay, no, you don't have a lot of hair up top. Right? No prob. Okay, so then you go, oh, then he gets the hood.
Ah.
Because
that's a good move.
If you're thinner on top, the visor, I don't know, it's kind of punishing, right?
Yeah, you can get the burn up there.
You can get that. Have you burned up there? How does that hurt? Lotion.
Yeah.
He's got. Yeah, I put the spray. Then this guy's got the Ben Hogan hat out here. I like that.
Very nice.
Oh, he's thin up there. Yeah, listen, I'm not sure I've seen him on air as I did 3-4 years ago.
I'm confident you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I know that. Something's happened the last couple months where all of a sudden I'm in the shower going, what exactly is going on here?
Why do I got to clean the drain out again?
This man's so disgusted by the show. I mean, he left 35 seconds in.
Gosh, he had a great seat, too.
Oh, thank you. He loves the show. I appreciate that. Couple things. Well, let's mention the lineup. Rena Sargentopoulos, the lovely, adorable, fun, fantastic Rena, is joining us at 12:35, but not here at the fair.
No, very disappointing.
I am, among all of our guests, I most wanted to have fun with Rena at the fair. You did too.
I did. We love seeing her. I haven't seen her for, well, a year probably.
We see her like every 7 years, right?
Yes. She sent her apologies. She also believes that it won't impact anybody at the fair, that nobody really cares. I said,
That's not true.
I told her about a couple who came up yesterday and asked
they love her.
If Rena would be out here. And that story is as true as anyone wants to believe.
That's 100% truth. There are people I'm still very close with. At one point in my life, I was really close with who will say, Rena is my favorite guest by far.
She should be.
I run it. Now, if Adam comes out here, I'd say, well, Adam, you're the favorite too. But no, they
don't mean that.
People, well, I'm lying about it. I mean it about Rena. I don't mean it about Adam. But she's at the Carol Evan Barn, which is, the way I'm playing golf lately, a shanked wedge away from here.
I don't know if you even have that distance.
Oh, I don't even know. I can't even tell you how bad it's become. If we find out she's leaving the house at 1 o'clock to come out here at the fair, I might cry.
Yeah, I assume it's a personal attack on you.
What about you?
No, we're very
nothing.
Tight.
Nothing
we're
to
very
do with
close.
You. Nothing
yes.
to do with you. Okay, then because Major is unavailable Thursday and Friday. In fact, maybe we should tweet out the guest lineup. Major, early Major Garrett, 105.
Yes, sir.
And then Ben Johnson. Men's basketball coach Ben Johnson is going to join us at 2:35. Couple other observations. I think I'm going to save the vaccine topic for a little bit later. because we need time to get into it. Because I just don't understand why people aren't get. I mean, I do understand it, but I think it's tragic that people aren't getting their kids vaccinated now. Yesterday at this point, we had Casey O'Brien on the show. Casey O'Brien first found out he had cancer as a 13-year-old child. A rare form of it's osteosarcoma, I believe it is. It's a rare form of bone cancer. He's 13 years old. And I even watched more videos last night because I was just so touched by this. Where one of the first things Casey said to his mom is, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. A 13-year-old. A 13-year-old just right away saying to his mom, who would just put all of us in that position of someone who means literally the world to us, and is 13, has cancer, and you're just overwhelmed. Why my son? Why my daughter? Why my nephew? Why my husband? What? I suppose probably not your husband at 13. That'd be an interesting story. And Casey was so determined at that point just to tell his mom, I will be okay.
Well,
and that was the first of seven times he faced cancer and held it off. And with 40-plus surgeries, I think it's around 400 nights at a hospital.
Yeah.
And Casey is now with Masonic Children's Hospital and had raised well over $1.4 million to help kids on the ninth floor, again, children who have cancer. That's who Casey O'Brien is. That's the quality human being that Casey O'Brien is. And so a couple weeks ago, he has found out that the cancer has come back for an eighth time. An eighth time throughout multiple parts of his body. And the treatments they have used before, they've deemed now ineffective. And they've tried a lot if he's had cancer seven times.
Yeah.
So now he's going to try something cutting edge. And I, it angers me, but I also do understand that every single time somebody comes up with some cutting edge, we do have to find out if it's going to work.
Sure.
Right? It still does the compassion in all of us listening on the radio or out here. There's a part of us saying, really, because Casey's insurance is not covering yet because it's too new. And so Casey had to be convinced by people close to him that he should put a GoFundMe page out there. Because think about a cutting-edge treatment of cancer that is in multiple key, his lower back, I think it was his liver, I mean, just key organs. And that Mayo and was it Chicago Rush Hospital? I think that's where he said. Where they're going to try this treatment. And so he put this out late Monday evening. Or no, not late, late Monday afternoon, early evening. And the goal was $250,000. Because if any of us have had to deal with insurance, we know how fun it is, right? And know how expensive it is. It's among the worst things we have to deal with. And last night, at some point, in less than 24 hours, they passed $250,000.
That's incredible.
Passed $250,000 in a day. I am a cynic. I am a smart aleck. About 40% of that's just for radio business, just to do that. But if you want to believe in mankind again, just look at how this community rallied around a young man who deserves it, and it was $251,000. Now, I look today because, rightfully so, they raised the number. They raised the number because God knows how much money it's really going to cost. And there were a lot of people raising the profile. I mean, at one point, I think the retweets were at 700. My great friend Chris Hawkey from the Power Trip was just really driving it. So many people were. So I just asked you to tell me, where are we at with the Casey O'Brien GoFundMe number? And if you want to contribute, and again, it's a GoFundMe page. You could give $5. You could give $50. You could give $5,000. My great, great friend, Pat Smith, who is a longtime orthopedic doctor for the golfers. I saw Pat Smith, who's just one of the most tremendous individuals I've met in my entire life. I saw Pat gave $5,000 yesterday. And then Michael Jordan gave $10,000, so everybody assumed it was the Michael Jordan. No, it was the guy who runs the clothing company, that UNRL, is that it? We see those clothes all the
time. Yeah.
By the way, so bravo to that guy for giving $10,000.
Looking at the name, top donation right now. There it is, Michael Jordan.
It's not Michael Jeffrey Jordan, but bravo to that guy. So where are we at now? What's the number?
Well, as you said, the goal originally was 250. They've raised it to 350. It's going up as we speak. I've already seen it jump twice in the last 5 minutes. Over 2,600 people have donated.
Think about that.
And they're already inching up on the new goal. It's over $317,000 in, as you mentioned, a day and a half.
Yeah. How about a round of applause just for everybody? You know, there'll be times where we question individuals, but that is such an act of decency. And I get it, because there are probably in our country today, I can't even guess how many millions and millions of people who don't have insurance for various reasons, or their treatment isn't covered by insurance, and not everybody has the platform that Casey has. So I get that. But Casey has been so much about helping others and raising over $1.4 million for those kids. When he was playing for the Gophers, wearing wristbands of kids he met, including kids who are no longer with us. So if you ever doubt society, and we certainly give it pause, and maybe we do it, there's still a lot of greatness in people. And let's not forget that. It's 20 past 12. I want to talk about why this today.
By the way, it just went up another 200,000. They're just shy of 320 now.
Went up 2,000.
2,000. Excuse me.
Man, if it went up 200,000.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, that's amazing. So please, do $5. Listen, I also know this is WCCO bleeping radio. And there's some big knockers listening right now. Those are very successful individuals. Bravo to them. I'm a capitalist. I'm not faulting you for one single second. Congratulations on your success. Dig deep. Go 1,000. Go 5,000. Go 10,000. It's for a kid who's 24 years of age, who sent me such a kind DM last night when he's overwhelmed, just to show a testament of his character. Reach out. You can find it. I retweeted it. You can go to at Chad Hartman Show, or you can go right to Casey, at CaseyOB14 on Twitter. This is for me as a skeptic of the fan, of the fair. Not a skeptic of the fan. I haven't been there. Well, I'll probably stop by and say hello to my friends.
I don't believe in them.
Yeah. As a skeptic of the fair, this is one of the two or three greatest days of the year for me. I will tell you why when we come back. Don't forget Rena at 12:35 right here on the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, very kind. This gentleman right here gave us a sweet Martha's cookie. Thank you so much. Should we have that more in life? Where you're in your... are you walking to work? And all of a sudden just a kind person walks by and says, how'd you like some of my spaghetti?
Spaghetti might be a little tricky.
You know, I'm trying to think what food would be the most awkward to... Yeah, how about a little bit of my taco?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
You know? I mean, whatever it might be.
A little burrito.
It's 26 past 12. Rena is 10 minutes away. Not here, and we will emphasize that point repeatedly, our disappointment. Okay. So for me, this is my 39th year working at the Minnesota State Fair.
You love it.
Actually, when I meet the actual people out here, they're so kind. I do. And I have not had, I've had a couple weird encounters out here this year, but they've been very minor, you know. So 3 years working here, we used to, I know this is shocking, we used to have a promotions department at WCCO Radio to the point where we would have the kids of employees hand out pamphlets, you know, and the building was about the same. Then 1 year I drove the WCCO Radio vehicle, and I got in a car accident the Sunday before Labor Day, driving to CCO. We used to live at the bottom of a dead end in Golden Valley. And it was very foggy out. I turned the defrost on. Just huge old school station wagon, 1981. And it was fine, but then when I got to the top of the hill, the fog came back.
Uh-oh.
And I'm driving slow. Well, the house two down from us, they never would park outside on the street. Yes, they did that day. So I cracked up the WCCO station wagon, had to come down and had to take Charlie Boone out to the place. Let's say Charlie let me know about it for the entire drive. not the most friendly way, let me just say. Then 19 years at the Fan. This is year 16 here. So that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
But here's why this is an amazing day for our family. There are, I mean, for me, the pecking order of pop is Pepsi in a can, as you know.
Yep.
And then root beer. And Gabby, wait, Dan Cook is back. Does he have the treat? He can't hear us, he says. Wow. Dan hates America, apparently. Gabby runs the 1919 Draft Root Beer Stand, which is a block and a half from here.
Corner of the food building.
Corner of the food building.
Northwest corner, I believe we'd say.
And it is the best root beer out here. Gabby is a listener of this show for some silly reason. And Gabby reached out to me about 3 years ago and says, I love when you talk about your son, Quentin. Quentin is our third son, Hunter Griffin. This shows how old I am. Our middle boy, Griffin, is about to turn 28 on Labor Day. I'm like Methuselah, man, you know. And Quentin, and I've told this story many, many times. I'll go kind of quick. Quentin is my hero. Quentin is the only hero I've had in my entire life. I've watched my son face so many challenges. He has a unique genetic syndrome called DIRC-1A. He's epileptic. He's autistic. He's had bone density issues. He had major failure to thrive issues. He had double leg surgery where he didn't walk for 7 months, gastro issues. But he fights it every single day with determination and a smile on his face. And man, he changed my life professionally in so many ways. I was never, ever going to work at WCC Radio. And then things changed with early in the day and a buyout. And I'm out here. And I'm looking at the guy who I have to report to. And I am lucky to have someone like Brad Lane, who is not only my friend, but my boss. And he gets radio. And that's why this station sounds better than it has in a long, long time. And so I came out today with my ex-wife, who's probably my best friend on the planet.
Aside from me.
After you, of course.
Thank you.
And Quentin. Because Gabby listened and has heard me talk about Q. And Gabby asked if we wanted Quentin to work at 1919 Draft Root Beer. And I cannot tell you how many times during the year Quinny talks about it. And there is a picture on a poster board when Gabby reached out to me and asked if Q wanted to work. So Quentin and Kathleen, since about 11:15, are working at the 1919 Draft Root Beer. And I posted a picture at Chad Hartman Show. And it brings me unquantifiable joy and pride to know my son, who, because of his challenges, Quentin's never going to live a single day of his life on his own because of the challenges. But how he meets the day the way all of us should, and how this is such an amazing day for him. And so even though it's the fair, and I've been out here for half my life, I'm not sure I have a better day in this entire year because Quentin just loves it so much at 1919 Draft Root Beer.
I love the photo.
It's a great photo.
Him pulling the root beer, it's tremendous.
Now, anything he gets paid, I'm going to take. I mean, he's got to pay for...
Naturally.
He's got to pay for lodging and housing, and I mean, come on, food.
Just the ride out here. Come on,
Q. No, so if you want to say hi to Quentin, he's just around the corner. Rena, and maybe the attack dog in the background, our friend Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11, not at the fair. We're dismayed. But she's next on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Okay, normally a guest joins and we go a round of applause, but the fact that Rena did not come out here today, can we get some boos?
No!
Look at that. Look at that. We all wanted to see you. We had a parade set up. We had food set up. We were going to train that vicious dog of yours. And you're not here.
Well, okay, just let me explain what happened.
Okay, yep.
Here it is. I didn't want to come.
Wow. I mean, you could have lied. I mean, you could have finessed it. I mean, instead of just hit me over the head with a sledgehammer. I mean, I have feelings, you know.
Well, to be fair, the Care 11 barn, as lovely as it is, does not have all the same resources as the physical building. So.
Are you staying at headquarters today, or are you coming out to the barn?
No, I'll be out there. I'll be out there. Yep. 4 and the 5. Doing the 4 and the 5. Is it busy? Where should I park? What should I wear?
Parka. Just go parka, mittens, and snow pants.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that would stand out, right, Dave?
Yes, it'd look very good.
Yeah.
Hard to stand out at the fair.
No, it is. Okay, have you had any bizarre encounters with the kind Care 11 audience? I know most of them are gracious and they appreciate it. And everything's been good so far for us here at CCO, outside of one person who was convinced. Somebody came up to me first day of the fair and was convinced because my father was friends with someone who passed away, I think, in the 80s. That I'm now best of friends with their entire family.
Oh.
And I had to say, I've never met anybody in their family. And she just couldn't understand it because my father used to be friends with them 42 years ago. So
go ahead.
No, and that conversation went about 10 minutes, too.
It was not short.
You saw it. I was just trying to. I go, I'm sure that person is nice, and I know you're trying to get a hold of him, but I just. Don't no, but your father was friends with them. Yeah, 40 years ago, my father's
I'm hearing you.
Yes, you know, now his connection. Okay, have you had anything unique outside of people saying, I love to hear you on the Chad Hartman Show? I'm sure that's happened just, I don't know, what would you guess, Dave? Tens of thousands of times?
Yeah, minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
Minimum, absolutely. No, I've had no weird experiences, none. I've only been there 3 days, or 2 days, though, Monday and Tuesday. I wasn't there the first couple of days of the fair, so... I'm a fair newbie. I'm a fair rube at this point. So this is
She's
only
got
day
security,
three.
Though. Yeah, security kind of keeps the people
how
away,
much
right?
Security do you have, and do you tell people right away not to look you in the eye, or do you wait and see if they do it initially?
I just wait and see, because then, you know, I can see the reaction of the security detail and what happens next.
You know, henchmen?
Yes.
You know? Okay, so how do you arrive here at the State Fair? Helicopter? Boat?
I drive myself.
You drive yourself?
Uh-huh.
Do you park in the hoity-toity media lot?
I sure as heck do.
Oh.
Wow.
What's your license plate in case I wanted to leave something for your car later?
Hartman 1.
Yeah. Okay, let's guess here. Dave Harrigan. Has Rena Sargentopoulos from TPT, you told me?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
From TPT. She hosts Almanac, co-hosted with Eric Eskel. Has she ever had a personalized license plate?
No.
Personalized license plate. I am going to bet the entirety of the State Fair the answer is absolutely no chance.
No. Frugality is strong in Rena.
It would cost something, and there's no way she's going to draw attention to herself on the road. Are we correct?
You are correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are correct. Have you ever had one?
Hell no. No.
Exactly.
No, I am out. Anybody out here in front of a show of hands, if you had a personalized license plate. Oh, this gentleman right here. Yeah. He's having his cookies right now. What did it say? It said Hartman 1. What a coincidence. Very quick. I like that. That's excellent. We like the audience that's quicker and funnier than the host. Thanks
great.
A lot. I got enough people coming for the job. I don't get it, Harrigan. I don't get the personalized license plates.
It's like I said with Rena, it's clearly a frugality issue for me. And not set aside the, pointing, hey, look at me, I'm more special than you. How much do you have to pay for the extra? I don't care what it is, $10, $20, $40, too much.
Okay. Rena, I think this is Dave's frugality coming out also.
It is Dave's frugality. But what's the worst personalized license plate you've ever seen?
Carts. That's what Carter had for a long time until I made fun of it so many times that he finally got rid of it. Because it was his comeback. His mom bought it for him.
Oh.
And I love Cheryl, by the way. And I mean, I met Adam when he was 35 and he still had the carts thing. I kind of get it if you're six and then you put it up on the wall, right?
Right.
Carts.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're
it's like when you go to another state and you buy those license plates that aren't real license plates that have your name on it.
Yes.
Yeah. You do that when you're six.
Yes. Yes. That is correct. Okay. So you'll be arriving here, 4 o'clock show, Dave? What's our guess? 3:57?
That's a little early, I think.
Well, usually, because the lot is closed for a period of time, I do get there around noon. Which is 4 hours before the show.
Interesting how that worked out today.
Honestly.
I was not able to get there yesterday or today at that time, so I will be there probably around 3.
So I'm not going to identify this individual, but I started here in 2009. We had an employee who was showing up borderline late for work. I'm trying to be as vague as possible. And screamed at our then promotions director, not once, but two separate days, and said, unless you cancel that parade, I'm not coming out here again my job. Okay? The second time, I had to chime in and say, the fair has had the parade for about 150 years. You could show up earlier. I have kids, was the comment. So... would you like to threaten the parade right here and have them cancel the parade?
I love the parade. The parade is so sweet. And we often have at Care 11, the high school bands on our shows afterwards. We had Lakeville North one night.
I watched it.
The other night. Okay, well, whoever was on last night was fantastic. All of them have been fantastic. But honestly, the band yesterday gave me chills. They were so good. And when they got done at the end and they all stood up so proud, it was like, honestly, it was like, oh, my God, I remember just being so proud of doing something like that. And it was so inspiring. And it was Military Day yesterday. And having all the former and present military members stand up in the crowd was just so, it gives you chills, honestly.
That's
the fair has so many fun things.
The Military Day is fantastic. It was DAVMN sponsoring for Disabled American Veterans, which is a phenomenal organization. Now, am I forgetting this? Have we talked about it? Were you in the band in high school?
I was in the band in high school.
Okay. Dave, we got to go around the room here.
Uh-oh.
What instrument was Rena Sargentopoulos from Channel 5? What instrument was Rena playing in the band?
You go first. I've got two, and if you pick one, I'm going to pick the other.
I have the flute. I'm going flute.
That was my leader in the clubhouse.
Yep.
Saxophone.
And you're both incorrect. Okay.
Clarinet, people are guessing from the audience.
Yes. Good job.
Oh, the clarinet.
My mom's there.
Yeah, your mom is here. Exactly. Be better if you would have been like the drum major. The person who's out front,
Yes.
Does that seem like me? Come on.
Then she'd have to walk backwards and direct. I don't see that working out well.
There's no chance.
Plus, she'd have to remember how the music goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bad at clarinet, by the way.
Yeah, you can fake that.
I did.
Yeah, were you even playing when the whole band was there? Were you just acting like you were playing?
Yep. You bet.
Just
you bet
puffing out her cheeks, pretending she's working real hard.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you need to have a bit of rhythm to be in a band, okay? I am a mediocre or less dancer, okay? My dancing skills get better the more crowded the dance floor gets. I'm like a cornerback in the NFL. When I get exposed out in space, it's problematic.
It's trouble.
I doubt myself. I'm very confident most of life. Dancing, I just start doubting myself. Dave Harrigan, what kind of dancer do we think Rena Sargentopoulos is from Channel 29?
I'm betting she's better than she would give herself credit for.
Yes. I think she's a pretty good dancer. I think, but she's going to downplay it.
Yep.
Are you a pretty good dancer? Be honest.
No. I can barely walk around without falling down. What would make you think I can suddenly dance?
You can break dance.
That's a good point. You do injure
like the
yourself.
Australian break dancer.
Yes, you do injure yourself like once a day. But like, I could see you on the dance floor, like turning your ankle. And people thinking that's a part of some routine you're doing.
Well, let me just say this. Ray Gun has plenty on me. I couldn't even match up with her.
That is the Australian breakdancer. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to let you go. Next year, this is not allowed.
Okay.
This is not allowed. You have to be here at the State Fair, or else we'll pick it at not a lot of people know this, Rena. Just bought a mansion on Summit Avenue. So we'll pick it at the Summit Avenue
mansion.
I'll
pick it at the barn, and I'll tell the band not to show up to kill us.
We might come by. We might come by and say hello as we're leaving at the barn.
Oh, please
and then,
do.
Yeah, and then she'll say, listen, I talked to you in that little radio show. Listen, we're not really friends. I mean,
don't
stay away. Stay away. Thank you.
All right, kids, have a good one. Don't eat too many cookies.
Yes, we've already had one so far. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. She is fabulous. Major Garrett, who normally is with us on Fridays, he's got something going, and so he's so kind. He reached out early. So Major's with us at 105 on the home of, let's be honest, the melting Minnesota Twins, WCCO. All right, short segment. We wrestle whether you go long or short. With the two segments, we went a little bit longer with Rena, trying to help out her schedule. A reminder, Major Garrett, next hour, two segments. The double WCCO album is available. Highlight after highlight. Vinyl, if you love vinyl, it's available that way. If you want to just get the digital download, that comes automatically with it. Bonus 8 hours and 30 minutes. Some of the folks who benefit from it include, Second Harvest Heartland, Union Gospel Mission.
DAV Minnesota and NMDP.
Yeah, great organization. So go to WCCRadio.com/100. All good stuff. Your Linus Construction Time Check is 12:57. Time to invest in a GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. CBS and Susie up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.